Oh man, let's get this started. Welcome everybody to another episode of the EDC podcast. I didn't even look at my camera. I didn't test my camera out or nothing. I got online. So let me rock these drums like I do when I'm playing the gig or something. Put my hat back. Come from this way. There we go. But what's going on, yo? I had to hop on. I had to hop on today because it's legit, man. I want to say like what, 2 weeks now? 2 weeks without a pod, but a lot been happening. I got permission to tell you guys. Yes, permission to tell you guys. A while ago, I got the permission that me and my wife is expecting. This past week we had our gender reveal. You having a baby girl, man. Baby Shmurl, which is clutch. That's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, we also been house shopping. It's like it's super fire. Well, I'm trying to see if this is better for me to watch from the YouTube live John or from like the creator John. Let me see. If you join in this John, say what's up just so I can know who we're here too, cause it's thorough. But yeah, we been house shopping, man. We found a spot. We found a solid spot where like we should be moving soon, man. We moving in like the next week or two. It feels like a week, but it's like a week and a half. Green O. What up, Josh? We found a spot, man. So like Josh, Josh, me, you and Kev gotta do a pod in this John. Smooth. I think I should watch this from the creator. Let me see. I think I should watch this from the from the creator side though, cause like it's gonna be bad. We gotta set it up. Yeah. Yo, if you can't hear it, my voice and everything. I've been sick for like the past 3 days. Josh, that's why we canceled rehearsal for real. I've been super sick. Like I'm getting over it right now, but my throat is still like it's gone, bro. Gone. I thought we had service tonight, or at least me and the organist bowl. I thought we had service tonight, so I was like, I canceled yesterday. Just like, yo, let me get my rest before we had to go in that joint. Go in that joint on Friday. G was like, nah, you cool. That's next week, boss. But, nah, man. Like, yeah, we found the crib. honestly, been taking up most of my time. Like, I ain't even been vlogging the past two weeks. At least getting stuff at church. Like, it's been a headache, man. Not a headache. It's been tough. Oh yeah, in fact, you wasn't gonna be there. I forgot. Josh called out. Josh pregame called out. No, but like I was saying, though, it's been tough. Like finding a crib and then going through the process of buying a crib. I don't know if anybody ever went through the process of buying a crib, but it's like it's a process, bro. Even if everything goes swell, you still in a 3 week process at the minimum. I'm talking about even after you said I want to buy this show. From that point, it's like a 3 week process. Minimal. Easy. And you think about it, it's like, okay, yeah, it's a huge investment. So, see this? I'm choked up while I'm talking. After you say I want to buy this crib, still 3 weeks. But like I was saying, huge investment, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, It's like you might have spent 30 years in a spot, presumably, but like it's still like, damn, man, if I made my decision, let me get this through. Just give me the money. You know what I'm saying? Give it to me. Give me the career. But the setup there is about to be nasty. I'm gonna do away with these the LEDs I got up in here, the strips. I'm gonna do away with them. So this probably be my last pod in this room. Because by next week, well, probably not. Because I thought the third was gonna be like a Monday and some weird stuff. It's not next week. It's the Wednesday afterwards. So, I probably won't be my last pod. I probably have one more. I probably have one more. If not, two more. If we decide to move out slow. But I doubt that we're going to decide to move out slow in this joint. I think we're going to be about it as soon as we get the ability. I think we consider going to be like, nah, let's go, let's get out of here. But nah, man. That's it, man. That's what's been going on in my life. In a nutshell, like the past couple of weeks, it's been calm stuff. You know what? What I've been thinking about lately, Jesus Christ, man! I swear, being sick. Before I say what I'm thinking about, being sick is a hassle. It does nothing but drain your life. Nothing, man. And it's like I'm not even like sick to the point where like I can't do nothing no more. It's just annoying sick. Like it's all this congested, right? My throat is dumb sore, and my allergies been kicking me. So like. If you know you got allergies, you scratching that throat. You scratching it. You know what I mean? So it hurt for me to swallow now. That's why I gotta keep drinking fluids and stuff. Keep this joint lubed up. Pause, but like, just to keep it lubricated. It's me all day. See what I'm saying? Like, the moment I go like an hour without water, I'm like. Sandpaper. Sandpaper. And then, God forbid, it itch. From there, with a scratch, I'm like, yeah, I hate being sick. I don't wish it on nobody. Man, don't wish it on nobody. Let me see. What was I saying, though? Doom. Yo, I just watched Dune, the first one, the one that came out a couple years ago, not the one that came out in the 80s or whatever it was, but the first Dune I just watched, and yeah, my thoughts on Dune was like, here's the thing, man, I love to watch movies. I think I said this several times on this podcast. I love to watch movies, however. And I'm saying I love to watch movies to say that I can get through a movie. If a movie's 4 hours, but it's a good movie, I can get through it. There's no problem with me getting through a 4 hour movie, especially if it's good. Now, Dune is a good movie. Let me start off by saying that Dune 1 is a good movie, but it was 3 hours. It's not a problem, again. It's not a problem, guys. 3 hour movie is not an issue for me. I just told you that. The issue falls in a little bit. Because it's still I can still watch it over and I have a problem. But the issue I'm coming up with is it was 3 hours of setup and it was lacking in like climax, if that makes sense. Like, imagine a 3 hour movie. You got two hours and 15 minutes of setup. You got 20 minutes of, I'd say 15. You got 15 minutes of action, like actual climax. And it wasn't really a climax because it didn't really involve. Like involve the main character by second hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, then the last couple minutes is introducing you to what you thought the movie was about to be on. You know what I'm saying? So like that was the layout of the movie in a nutshell. So like it kept me intrigued the entire movie. But again, for that first 2 hours and 10 minutes, first 2 hours and 10 minutes, I'm sitting there like, you learning everything about this genre. So it's like, damn. Here's my take on it. My take is like, that's totally fine if we about to get like five of these movies. Because it was like they laid out so many characters that you're like, dang, I can't wait to see what they about. I can't wait to see what's going on here. And I know there's some people that read Dune before they was like, watch the movie. I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking to just the movie watchers right now. They laid out characters that was like, I want to see what they on. I want to see what they about. I want to see what's going on here. Batista's over there. Oh, is he gonna Batista bomb somebody through the spaceship? Unless she was happening. Batista, what you gonna do? You sparing somebody through the wall? What we doing here, Batista? He was just like, to give an example, they laid him out as just over the top evil dude. That's just like, you really don't have a goal in mind of him. Like, you don't have any frame of reference. It was a lot of build up, and I still don't kind of know what his motive is, like his MO is. You know what I'm saying? So like, talking too much about water. I don't know what his MO is at to this point. And then you get a couple other characters that's in there who basically end up, I mean, I ain't spoiling it for nobody now for a couple years now, who basically end up checking out with no like purpose except for giving that you get a sense of, dang, I get why the main character would take this route. That's kind of what they laid the groundwork for, but it's like the star power, like Zendaya. Zendaya, for example, was teased throughout the entire movie. Then you run into her, and you find it like, damn, oh, look, bet, look, there she is. There, here we go. I check the time. I'm like, there's 5 minutes left in this movie. It's a 3 hour movie. 3 hour. I think Zindy had a couple lines in that joint. A couple lines at best. And the movie was over. Now here's what's messed up. I'm seeing too. I'm going to go see two while it's in the theaters right now. I want to ask Tara if she want to go. Maybe tomorrow we can go see two. But I'm going to see Dune 2 in the movies. So like, you know what I'm saying? I clutched up because I waited till now to watch it. But imagine I had watched that from back then. I would have been pissed. Thank God we live in an age of binge. We live in an age of, oh, let me just turn it on right quick. I might be able to pull it up on Fire Stick right now. Dune 2. For real, for real. I might be able to pull that up. You want to talk about it? I might be able to pull that up right now. No lie, that's not a lie about it. That's the age we live in where I can probably turn the TV on. They're jumping in the theater. It's a couple of days. I might be able to pull it up right now and go, there it is. Play it. I might be able to pull it up. So that's what I've been waiting for. But I do want to see it in theaters. Excuse me. I do want to see it in theater, so I'm not trying to go that route. But you mean, but yeah, if I had saw it from when it originally dropped, I'd be pissed. This would be a total different review right now, just because I wasn't be able to jump right into the next phase of this thing. But the movie itself is dope. Like I like the story of it. The story of Dune, I'm feeling it. I ain't gonna lie to you. So basically, it's a dude. It's a layout of a universe where, if you're unaware, I'm gonna just give a brief layout. It's a layout of a universe where, the universe is controlled by this government. Let's say it's this government. is the emperor of this government. Basically rules over how everything works. Under him, there's like there's big families that kind of run things for him. He delegated to these big families. Let me say it like that. There's a particular family that's like a powerful family. It's one of the powerful families, and they married in like a witch. Main character is the offspring of this powerful family and this witch. He has powers from the witches and power politically from his family, from his dad, right? The emperor, for I forget why, but they send the main character's family to this planet to run this thing, to like produce spices off this planet. And they basically send them there on a devil's mission, like, yo, go there and produce the spices. If you don't produce them, we're gonna kill you. And they sent them there, and they was like, yo, we gotta produce these spices. Oh, but they took all our tools and stuff. How are we gonna produce? They're like, yo, they sent us here to die for real. So they get the main character dude. They're on a planet where the planet is always been, they believe in this theology of a savior being sent to them that has the ability to, like, that has his powers that he has from the witches. And basically, when he gets there, they can feel him, like, yo, that's the guy, that's the savior right there. He gonna liberate us all from this. Everybody that come over and talk to our planet for the spices, they his brother right here, he gonna take him out. That's why he here. He's the guy. This is what he's doing here. You know what I'm saying? So that's everybody on the planet. They're just like, yo, this is the guy right here. He thorough. Turns out Bull's thorough. He go hand in hand with the greatest warriors, kill them on sight like it ain't nothing. You know what I mean? Like, Bull thorough. Excuse me, but that's the layout. Movie ends with the Emperor sending the people down there to kill his family. He's on a run on the planet now, and he just meets up with their best warriors there. That's like living in the desert. I mean, the planet itself is like a wasteland, like dried up wasteland, no water, no nothing. He knows the planet innately and via the books that he learned from his powerful dad, you know what I'm saying? So he's fire on this planet naturally, of like, which is like crazy. You know what I mean? And like I said, that's how it ends, with his family being hunted down and murdered on this planet, and then like he escapes with his mom, and they're just like, they're on the planet now. They just part of the planet now. Ain't nobody coming to see him. And he's not trying to leave. He's trying to start a rebellion there and take over. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it dropped off at, in a nutshell. I'm intrigued though. Like, I love the universe they set up for this whole genre. I'm like, I'm all in. But I was really mad with that 3 hour setup movie. Really mad with a 3 hour setup movie. Not like pissed, but I'm just like, damn. You know what I didn't do? I went Domino's and I didn't order. I want Domino's and I didn't order. Josh, you still in this joint? Somebody asked me what was better, McDonald's or what did they say, McDonald's or Burger King earlier? The fact that that's even a question is asking, huh? They should be shot. Shot. It's clearly McDonald's, by the way. The fact that I have to see that is, this world is coming to an end. Coming to an end. I was hating on Domino's. You were hating on Domino's? That's insane, Chief. What's the hate about Domino's? Hey man, hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. Domino's is clutch when you need them to be. That's the game. Domino's is clutch when you need them to be. Now, if you got options, I'm not telling you to go to Domino's. But when you don't got options, Domino's ain't the worst thing in the world. I ain't gonna lie to you. And not the fact that I don't have options right now. I just really do love their chicken Alfredo. I do love their chicken Alfredo. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of their. I gotta sign this. Why do I always sign out of this, y'all? That suck. This is the one food joint I should never delete. You know how you delete food apps off your phone when you go, dang, I need to save me some money. I gotta stop doing that with Domino's. Cause I always come back, like. I always come back. Pizza is like Domino's, but Pizza is trash. I said it, Josh. Don't you ever compare Pizza Hut and Domino's again. Pizza Hut is trash. Trash. Me and Satara just had it last week because she was having like a pregnant craving, I guess. I was like, don't get Pizza Hut. And she decided to get that joint anyway. Trash. That's not a wild take. That's not a wild take. It tastes like sponge cake pizza. It's gross. It's gross, man. No disrespect to Pizza, but like, it's just not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea, man. It's just not my cup of tea, man. I swear to God. You know what it is? It's just I don't like the spongy bread and like the fluffy, like it's very fluffy as a pizza, and I'm just like, why is it fluffy? I like thin pizza. Not like paper thin, but like an original cheese pizza from New York. I'm rocking with that. It's a thin slice of pizza. And it's big. You go crazy with it. I like that cheese pizza. You know what I'm talking about. Any puffy pizza, I'm like, get out of here. Chicago pizza. Chicago pizza is different, though. I like Chicago pizza. Deep dish. Is Chicago deep dish, or is that like a myth? Like one of those things where it's like people outside of Chicago be like, Chicago deep dish. But if you go to Chicago, it'll be like, we don't really eat deep dish like that. I feel like it's a myth. I feel like Chicago people don't really rock with deep dish. Deliver home. Yeah, I feel like it's a myth, man. I feel like the Chicago thing is a myth, bro. Where's my coupon, man? Domino's, you know what I do with the coupon. Don't do me like that. Delivery. Home. ASAP. Domino's don't be dumb. My orders. Yo, Domino's, hold on. Don't tell me they took it away. Don't tell me they took it away, boss. If you know, you know. Yo, hold on. Domino's might have messed up. Hold on. They might have messed up. Hold on. People, come on now. I think Domino's jacking up the bag. Domino's, don't do this. Don't do this. Hold on. I think they messing up the bag, bro. Y'all know what we're here for. Y'all know we're here for that $7.99 stuff. Come on now, Domino's. Hold on. We about to. Taco Nelly's. What is that? Is that a Jersey Joe, Josh? Puffier crust is the pizza itself, is that? I get what you're saying with the puffier crust and the thin pizza. I can get behind that. If it's stuffed, At that point, it better be stuff. At that point, it better be stuffed crust. If the crust is puffy, and the piece is thin, I'll hear what you said. But if the pizza is puffy, that's where I get lost. That's where I get lost. And it better be good. It better be good. That's the thing. DR in Jersey. It started in Philly, and there's still one over there. Dang, hold on. Tacadelli's, hold on. Tacadelli's. Is that a South Philly joint? It could be a South Philly. I don't know. I never had it. It might be a South Philly joint. South Philly be having some stuff down there, and I don't really be agreeing with it, man. Hold on. Handmade pan or hand tossed? Hand tossed is the thinner one, I think. Medium sauce, robust tomato sauce, light cheese. We give him Italian sausage, extra. We give him premium chicken, extra. Add the coupon. No thanks. Don't add the extra cheese. Add another. Maybe I save more money with this coupon. Maybe I save more money with this coupon right here. Add another item to this coupon. I don't know if I do or not. I don't know if I do or not, man. The way it's looking like I don't save nothing. Select bowl, dish. Afraid of Jimmy Chicken. Let me see. Domino's is messing up the bag, man. Why y'all do that? Man, they messing up. This might be the last cut. This might be the last time I run Domino's. That was how y'all got me in. That's how they got me in there. Any item for $7.99. Yeah, it's not even like this is the last time because like that's the only reason I was doing it. It's just like, why they change it? You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm like, you didn't have to change it. That don't make no sense. I'm out here defending. Hey, man. Oh, I'm getting in trouble. I used to tear Oreos. She just texted me. She about to be pissed. She about to be pissed. I had them for a snack the other night. She told me not to eat them, but I still eat them. It's married life. I don't care. What she gonna do? Leave me over some Oreos? She might leave me over some Oreos. She might leave me. I could deny it. Let me deny it and see what happens. If she come in here mad, I'm gonna be upset. But see, I don't recall. Hey, man, I'm going about my business like nothing happened. You mean? Yeah. I definitely eat the Oreos, though. She's gonna be pissed when she find out. That's dangerous. But Domino's messing up the bed. That just pissed me off. The fact, y'all know why I was coming back left and right. I was supporting that business damn near single-handedly. That's how they do you, boy. I supported that business damn near single-handedly. That's where my money was going out the check. You know how people be like, dang, I got paid this much? Where are my money going? Domino's. That's where it was going at. They they single-handedly crushed my spirit while I single-handedly supported the business. You look at their tax forms and say, got that, got that, got that. Who gave all this money? Ian Dunlap. They just destroyed me. I'm pissed about that. I ain't gonna lie to you. Cause that's where the bread and butter was. That's where the bread and butter was. Why didn't you get rid of that coupon? I wonder if I can still see it online. I gotta look this up. I ain't gonna lie to you. I gotta look this up because ain't no way. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. If it's on, look at this. Look at this. That's the only joint they got. Oh no. It's still on there. It's just not on the app. Okay. All right. So I should have ordered online instead of on my phone. Like, that's stupid though. Why wouldn't y'all have that? Like, why wouldn't y'all have that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, they trash for that. They trash for that. I was about to, see what I'm saying, John? I was about to go on a rampage. They still got your boy, though. They still got your boy. You just got to go online. You got to go on the computer. That was a close one right there. I ain't going to lie to you. That's Satara, she really going to be mad at me when she found out I ate the Warriors. Ooh. I got to act like I don't know nothing happened. That's what I'm going to do. Deny it. Deny it till I go to the grave. Even if she busts her head yelling at me, I'm just be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody broke in and they got to the cookies. Maybe Molly ate them. Molly's my cat. Maybe Molly ate them. Back up off me, I didn't do nothing. She just takes me back. Wow. Okay. Okay. She takes me back. Maybe she bought it? I don't know. Maybe she bought that. It's a dangerous game. I definitely eat the Oreos, though. I ate them Jones like a couple nights ago when I was watching One Piece. The card I was sick. I had to watch those. I was watching One Piece. Eat the Oreos, but hopefully she don't remember that. Dangerous game. Eating your pregnant wife's snacks. I'm not proud of myself. But I'm going to deny it till I go to the grave. I promise you that. Denying that. Hey, man. So you got to get down sometime. I ain't going to lie to you. Josh, you young. I forgot you's a kid. Deny it, Josh. Deny it. Plausible deniability is key. I don't recall if I did that or not. I'm not sure what they look like. Where were they? Maybe that was it. I thought I ate some peanuts that night. I didn't know they was Oreos. You know what I'm saying? Learn this from your boy. Learn it from me. You know what I'm saying? You eat your wife's snacks and you go, oh, was that what it was? I didn't know what that was. I was wondering why they were so crunchy. I had no idea. Sorry about that, Steak. Hey, be apologetic. Let it go through the waves. Get it through. Let me see. That's how you get through it, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm trying to think. What else? We need Kev in that joint. Kev's a jerk. Yeah. You lie. You lie your way through and hope that she doesn't punch you dead in the face. She's not going to leave me with no cookies, though. So it's easy money right there. Get what you can get, man. Get what you can get, man. (Clears Get what you can get, man. Do you hear that, though? Trash. Trash, man. I was dealing with that for like solid 2 weeks. You see that clear beam right up? I'm so sick of being sick. It's not even funny. Stuffed up. And you know who gave it to me? Satara. Like, my mom texts me like, "Well, how y'all doing? Blah, blah, blah." I'm like, I'm sick as hell. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick. I'm trying to get over this cold. She go, "Ha, ha, ha. Stay away from the baby and the mommy." They got me sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I took it. I'm like, yo, what's the vibe? You know what I'm saying? They did this to me. Not the other way around. Like, what are you talking about, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, shame, man. I'm feeling it right now. Like, the dad love is going to be gone. Lord brings that going to love me, my baby girl. No lie. My baby girl is going to be the only one. Me and her linked up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is going to be giving me grief. Grief. Even Molly. I can't wait. I ain't going to lie to you. I can't wait to be like a girl that. It must be a vibe. I heard girls are like dope as a kid. Like, it's all about dad, which is cool. It's gonna be cool. I know her and Stair gonna be beefing. Cause I know my daughter gonna be more like me. And me and Stair be clutching hands all the time. Just off like a, you know, standpoints. So like, I can't wait for it. It's gonna be fun. I don't know if I want to be more sporty though, or like, I don't want to be a spoiled like girly girl princess. I don't want that. I know I don't want that. Like, it just turned out to be that. Like, it is. I can't do that, but I don't want that. I really don't want that. Like, to assume everything's supposed to go whatever way you want it to, or something like that. Like, no, hopefully not. I'm pretty sure I have something to do with that as far as, like, the reason portion of it. So, I need to look up or, like, just experience it. Figure out the best way to not make that happen. Let's see. When's WrestleMania coming up? I think WrestleMania is coming up. 6th and the 7th? 6th and the 7th WrestleMania? Oh my god, I'm such a jerk. I didn't hit record. The audio ain't coming out for a solid 2 days, y'all. Solid 2 days. I'm such a jerk, man. I'm such a jerk. This is like all the time at this point. Josh, this is like, so like I run this all through OBS and I have to, like, when I start streaming or whatever. I start streaming, I send out the link and everything to the live stream. That's what you got in the group chat and everything like that. And then once I start it, I'm supposed to start hitting record and then start. I did not do that again. I record it because it's easier for me to cut the audio from the recording that I do here, rather than waiting for the live to drop on YouTube and then downloading the live, which I can't do for a day and a half, it feels like, after the YouTube live goes up, and then cutting the audio. Like, it's easier to just cut the audio from the recording that I do from OBS. It's not easier, it's just quicker. It's just quicker for me to do it. Like, if I was to record it, I'll be able to upload the audio 5 minutes after we done this job. But now I have to, like, wait for it to post. Like, it's just gonna take forever, bro. That's all. It's just really gonna take forever. But my throat is hurting, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So I'm cutting out of this, y'all. Thank you for listening to another episode of EDC Podcast. We are on every podcast platform, Audibly. I gotta switch out the episode numbers too, because I think the last episode I put is 36, but it was actually 35. This was 36. This episode right here is 36. But like I said, we are on every podcast platform, Audibly. YouTube, we are on video. And live stream. So live streams are they coming up like right after I'm done each other. So as soon as I cut this off, live stream will be available, or the video will be available on YouTube. Excuse me. The audio because I didn't record it tonight. The audio is going to be released on Sunday morning, probably Sunday afternoon, something like that. But again, I only have like two more in this apartment that I want to be doing the podcast. After that, we'll be in my new crib, hopefully. It'll be a terrible move again, hopefully, in like a week and a half. So, you know, let's go, man. God's willing. God's willing, man. I'm out of here.